Nature and the environment. The environment is all around us. It consists of the flora, fauna, the water, the air and the earth. However, humans do not always care for the environment as they should. People tend to prefer their own convenience and luxury over a healthy natural environment. People want more cars, bigger houses, the latest computer technology and packaged foods. They want to make their life more comfortable. All of this growth pollutes nature and the environment. We can divide pollution into three categories: air pollution, soil pollution, water pollution. Air pollution. Air is essential for life, not only for humans, but also for animals and plants. Although all living beings share the air, only people pollute it. Traffic plays a large role in the creation of air pollution. The auto industry is booming. Cars, buses, trucks, motorcycles and aeroplanes are an integral part of our contemporary way of life. They all produce exhaust, which often gets trapped in the cities. It is due to the wind currents created by the cityscape. This causes smog in heavily congested areas. Another factor is heavy industry. Some factories emit SO2, and the wind spreads it in all directions. When SO2 mixes in the air with rainwater, it causes acid rain. Acid rain pollutes the water and the soil. Ground and water pollution. Acid rain makes trees grow more slowly. They grow old too quickly and then die. It's very aggressive. Factories and power plants don't pollute only the air alone, but also the ground and water. Many factories do not have an efficient cleaning system. They discharge their waste into the water system. The ground and water are also polluted by conventional agriculture. It's because chemical fertilizers are used instead of manure. In addition, we shouldn't overlook pollution from normal households. In the majority of houses, chemical-based cleaning products are used. People often don't separate their trash and they waste energy and water. The hole in the ozone layer. The ozone layer in the atmosphere serves as a filter for the sun. Due to the damage to this layer, there is an increase in skin cancer. Furthermore, it is believed that the hole in the ozone layer causes changes in the weather patterns. The hole was caused by the industrial and technological way of life of this century, and it's getting larger. The hole is caused by the use of the gas freon. It is also caused by the vast amount of CO2 released from cars, power plants and homes. Finally, we have experienced a number of ecological catastrophes, such as oil tanker accidents. One tank of oil can pollute several million liters of water, which causes many fish and seabirds to die. There are many other factors to discuss. It all depends on how people want to live in this world. This planet has been in existence for 5 billion years. We would like it to last into the future. What can we do? We know that the ecological crisis of our time is very serious. However, each individual can make a difference by making changes in their daily lives. Some actions we can take are as follows. Separate and recycle your trash, bio, paper, glass, plastic and metals. Don't waste water. Take showers instead of baths. Don't waste electricity. Switch off the lights, radio, etc. when you aren't using them. Recycle used batteries. Only buy sprays without FCKW. Bike when possible or use public transportation. Use unleaded petrol. Buy a car with a catalysator or have one installed in your old car. Avoid using washing powders with harmful chemicals. Grow plants and trees. Don't throw your litter in nature.